is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States says the diplomatic path remains open to end a standoff with Moscow over Ukraine, but also says the risk of Russian military action is high enough to warrant pulling U.S. Embassy staff out of Kiev. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken spoke after talks on Saturday with Japanese and South Korean counterparts following Washington's warning Russia's military with more than 100,000 troops massed near Ukraine could invade at any moment. Moscow, which has repeatedly denied it plans to invade and said it is responding to aggression by NATO allies, has dismissed those warnings as hysteria. Quote, the diplomatic path remains open, the way for Moscow to show that it wants to pursue the path is simple. It should de-escalate rather than escalate, Blinken said. In an hour-long call on Saturday, the White House claims U.S. President Joe Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin that the West would respond decisively to any invasion of Ukraine, adding such step would produce widespread suffering and isolate Moscow. The Kremlin said Putin told Biden Washington had failed to take Russia's main concerns into account and it had received no, quote, substantial answer on key elements of its security demands. Washington ordered most of its embassy staff on Saturday to leave Ukraine immediately due to the threat of an invasion. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A tense standoff between Canadian police and protesters opposing COVID-19 restrictions continues Sunday as a court order and threats of arrest have failed to end a blockade of a key Canada-U.S. border crossing. U.S. President Joe Biden has asked Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to use federal powers to end blockade of the Ambassador Bridge, North America's busiest land border crossing. Since Monday, protesters in trucks, cars, and vans have blocked traffic in both directions, choking the supply chain for the U.S. city of Detroit's carmakers. Despite a court order to end the occupation and a state of emergency imposed by the province of Ontario, home to the city of Windsor, police have failed to disperse the crowd and resume cross-border traffic. Police moved in early on Saturday, pushing protesters back from the foot of the bridge, but more people streamed into the area in the afternoon and the operation appeared to have stalled. Paris police said they arrested 97 people who defied a ban on a Canada-style protest convoy over coronavirus regulations to try to block traffic in the capital, with 81 still in custody Sunday. Thousands of demonstrators from across France attempted to block traffic in the capital Saturday in a self-proclaimed, quote, freedom convoy of cars, trucks, and camper vans. Hundreds of them continued on to Brussels on Sunday. In Paris, more than 100 vehicles managed to converge on the Champs-Élysées Avenue, where police used tear gas to disperse protesters in scenes reminiscent of the Yellow Vest riots of 2018 and 2019. The protest is one of several worldwide inspired by the trucker standoff with authorities in Canada. Tunisia's president cemented his grip over the judiciary on Sunday with a decree that lets him dismiss judges or block their promotion, helping consolidate his power after he seized executive authority last summer in a move his foes call a coup. President Kais Saied outraged his opponents and alarmed democratic foreign allies with his announcement last week that he was dissolving the Supreme Judicial Council, a body that guaranteed judicial independence. Several thousand people took to the streets of the capital of Tunis on Sunday to protest against the measures. The protest was organized by a moderate opposition, the biggest party in the suspended parliament that has emerged as Saied's most vocal opponent, and by a separate civil society organization. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.